Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. So please do that and enjoy the features that you'll find there. A lot of those talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so once again, enjoy it, freetalklive.com, and dial in and join us here. You can bring up anything. There's so much in the news right now that I think is worth talking about. I inevitably will be disappointed because we won't get to it all here tonight. There's headline, and it's really not worth digging into, but Ross Ulbricht has officially filed the appeal in his case. As you know, Ross was the man convicted of running the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground black market site wherein all manner of drugs and fake identifications and hacking tools and things like that could be found. He's now been sentenced to life in prison. And there's a lot, obviously, that can be said about that case. We covered it in depth here on Free Talk Live. And he has filed the appeal in the case. I haven't read the appeal. The article over at Forbes and, you know, the other ones just basically are just a summary of the case and then announcing that he's appealing. So there's really nothing new there.
I suspect the fact that two police officers were indicted in corruption charges and a variety of other charges in conjunction with his case is probably going to be chief among them.
I suspect so as well. And we'll keep our eyes on the case as it continues to develop. But it makes me, it made me want to talk a little bit more about prohibition because, well, it's a big issue, I think, for me. And one of the things that's most frustrating about prohibition is all the misinformation, the lies that are put out there about the various different products that are made illegal. So whether it's cannabis, which is being discussed at the New Hampshire State House in a Senate hearing last week, where prohibitionist senators were just lying, just, you know, giving out obvious misinformation, or at least what's obvious to us, claiming that one senator claiming she had heard a story about someone who almost died from smoking kief. And kief is sort of like a concentrated form of cannabis, which is
that sounds like a very scientific claim.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous claim.
I wonder about claims like this. If you had some kind of severe form of asthma, I suppose smoking marijuana could bring on an attack that might cause you to die. The thing is that if you consider how many people die from the most bizarre things in the world, you know, falling coconuts, shark attacks, just kind of bizarre things out there. Cows kill more people in America than marijuana does by a big, long stretch.
Cows.
Oh, yeah. Cows are dangerous.
Like trampling?
Yeah.
Boring?
Sure. You get killed.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
that's how that is. Cows kill people, and when you can make sort of this ludicrous comparison, because cows are funny, and people don't think of them as dangerous, but cows kill far more people than even sharks do. So that's the best way to compare this. Is marijuana is far less deadly than cows.
22 people are killed in the U.S. every year from these seemingly docile creatures.
There you go. Now, I mean, if you figure every way that a person might die from ingesting marijuana, including sort of driving while stoned, the first time I was stoned, I drove, and it was a bad, bad, bad move on my part, and, I almost did get into an accident. Fortunately, I had somebody along with me who was a little more experienced, and this was back when I was 16 years old, and yep. I would never repeat that. So, you know, I'm just saying, I get where these people are coming from. It's just a bunch of scare tactics.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how many people die every year from the consumption of alcohol.
So it's bad enough when you've got politicians who are speaking pretty much in a room to themselves. Luckily, we did have a video camera there or two to capture those moments. And I did post that full video, by the way, for anybody who wants to see what that hearing was like. It's about an hour long. You can go see that over at freekeen.com. But it's bad enough having politicians talking to themselves in a room somewhere. It's much worse when, and by the way, those politicians are, of course, just repeating what the police have told them, and much of that is lies. But it's worse when the mainstream media gets into the act and they will repeat the lies the police told them or do shoddy investigations as the folks over at NH1.com have done. Now, normally I appreciate NH1 and the coverage that they've given some of the activists up here. It's kind of like a more of an independent news media company.
Cool.
You know, there aren't very many news media outlets in New Hampshire. There's WMUR, which is the main ABC News affiliate. That's the only, like, triple letter kind of Fox ABC at that level of an affiliate in the state. There's WBIN-TV, which has its own news division, and that's related to NH1.com. Paul Miller is reporting here, and this is claimed in the headline to be NH1 News Investigates, meaning that it's supposedly an investigative report. Hallucinogenic high. Drug DMT popping up in New Hampshire. Manchester, an ancient drug, has made its way to the Granite State, and manufacturers are now mixing it with household products.
Well, if it's ancient, it can't be that bad.
Household products?
This is news to me.
It doesn't sound that bad either.
Well, this is news to me that people are mixing DMT with household products. I'm not denying it. I haven't done that level of research into it. I am familiar with DMT, having used it.
I don't think that's what's happening. I think if right from the get-go, this author is a little confused about...
It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, because I think that people will extract DMT using household products. So,
okay.
You know, DMT is found in almost every living thing, including the grass in your front lawn.
It's true.
But you can... extract this chemical, this stuff, using common household products. So I think that's probably where he's coming from, but he's just confused.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that, but I would be interested in learning more about where he got that information. And, of course, there's no citations in here, so it's hard to really...
It must be hard for, like, even an investigative journalist who wants to do a good job during Prohibition, it just must be impossible to find someone
good
who's knowledgeable and will speak on it openly with a journalist.
Good
I mean,
point.
It's like... you're really selling yourself out there.
The mixture could not only be dangerous, but deadly. Experts
really?
Say the...
I don't... citation needed?
Yeah, I'd like to also know, have there been any deaths as a result of smoking or vaporizing DMT? I'm not saying that it's impossible.
So.
You know, maybe somebody jumped out of a window or something like that.
I think that is impossible on a DMT trip. I don't think it's possible to even move out of a window that way. I mean, jumping out of a window after you do something, you can't attribute it.
Dude, that's something.
Yeah, like, oh,
the person could
man eats ice cream and jumps out window. You can't say it's the ice cream. It's like,
I'm going to go ahead and say that if you jump out of a window within 5 minutes of consuming DMT, it is your fault for consuming the DMT.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
But it's not possible. It's one of those kinds of drugs.
I mean, but
I'm not claiming it's possible or not. I wouldn't know.
I tend to agree with you.
You're more sedate.
I tend to agree with you, Derek J., but, you know, people do respond to drugs differently. Maybe people with a tendency to psychosis or something like that. I do know somebody who smoked some DMT and had a very bad trip. So,
but was he able to move around?
I don't know. I wasn't there for it.
You hit one place. You're not jumping out of windows. Anyway,
but all that said, regardless of your beliefs about DMT and whether or not you would do something like that, if you're going to use DMT, you really should have a sitter with you.
Yeah.
You should have somebody there who's not on DMT at the moment.
Absolutely.
Just to make sure that something undesirable doesn't happen. I mean, it could be as simple as you drop something that's lit onto a couch and set the house on fire. So, you know, good reason. There are good reasons to have somebody there who's
absolutely
who's a sitter. It's called DMT. Or N,N-dimethyltryptamine, and it's a psychedelic compound of the tryptamine family. Sounds like you pulled that one from Wikipedia. Experts say the problem is skyrocketing here in New Hampshire, and it's this hallucinogenic high that users can't get enough of.
Awesome.
Now, that also also has not been my experience with DMT. It's not that when you smoke or consume DMT in some way that you can't get enough, like crack cocaine. You've
got to
go out and get more and more and more DMT.
No, I would say of all the drugs that I've tried, and I've tried lots of recreational drugs, DMT is probably the least, where it has that effect the least. You know, like so, a lot of drugs, I enjoy them, and I'm like, I want to do that again right away. With DMT, it's like, I can wait a while.
That was
nice. A very pleasant experience,
yes.
But I'm going to wait for a while to do that again.
We've got more, because the propaganda has just begun here. It's a relatively short piece at NH1.com.
But it's all wrong.
But the more ridiculous, it will become more ridiculous as it goes on. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us here. We'll also continue the silly, ridiculous, outrageous, prohibitionist article about DMT here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I wanted to tell you that we have a big announcement. SpendBitcoins.com is up for sale. So, you're familiar with the site, Ian?
Yeah, don't we know the owner of that site?
Yes, we do. Okay. We certainly do. Well, he is putting it up for sale. It is...
Did it shut down?
It's not shut down.
It's open right now. I just went there. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it repurposed, I think, is probably the best way to describe it.
Because it used to sell stuff, just various different computer parts and things like that, right?
Well, what they did mostly was... you're talking about BitcoinStore.com.
Oh, okay, I'm not familiar with Spend Bitcoin.
Yeah, Spend Bitcoin is where you could go and basically do Amazon shopping for Bitcoin. If you remember, this was one of the first. This was like the first site that would allow you to do any sort of transition between Bitcoin and U.S. dollars. They repurposed, and now they are one of the oldest and largest Bitcoin merchant directories, and they're for sale. But they've got over 10,000 Bitcoin accepting merchants listed.
Wow. Okay.
They're number one on Google for search terms such as "Where can I spend bitcoins?"
Yep, makes sense.
Sell bitcoins, sell ads, sell premium listings. The world's your oyster with Spend Bitcoins. You go to spendbitcoins.com/sale, and you can bid on it. It's spendbitcoins.com/sale.
Is it a public auction?
This is an auction on Flippa. Flippa is the name of the organization that's doing it.
Okay.
This is a big deal. So if you go in, you be prepared that you're going to do something with this the site. This is a business.
It's way more than 10,000 merchants that they have listed.
There's 100,000 here.
Yeah, so they say 100,000 merchants on their front page.
Maybe when they gave me the bullet points, they just got the number wrong there.
Yeah. It's easy to drop a zero, but that's a big deal, 100,000 merchants.
Current price with 56 bids is about $3,500.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, go in, go big. This is going to be a big deal.
All right. So spendbitcoins.com/sale?
That's right.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Livewire listening in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Livewire.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to mention that in Louisiana, we've just had the state legislature pass a medicinal marijuana bill, so apparently the state's going to be moving into a more free, liberty-minded smoke.
Wait a minute. So just to clarify, the state legislature, both sides, the Senate and the House, have passed this?
Yeah, it was actually late last week, and I didn't read any article or whatever, so I don't know all the specifics, but apparently they're addressing, like, saying three specific ailments would enable you to get the marijuana, like if you have cancer.
Just three, huh?
Yeah, I think was the initial thing.
That's probably even weaker than the New Hampshire one. I mean, the New Hampshire medical marijuana bill is pretty pathetic, but that sounds even worse.
Well...
Right.
It's so, not as bad as most.
The key thing is that it's a stepping stone to further legalization. In fact, the governor had committed that he was going to sign the bill. So,
that's good news.
In that direction.
Now, this is the state. We actually just had somebody visiting New Hampshire from the New Orleans area recently, actually just this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the place where you can go to prison for a joint, right? Louisiana?
Yeah, pretty
much.
Mississippi. Yeah. And like, if you went to prison three times for three different joints, then on the third one, you'd get a 20-year sentence, supposedly.
Hmm.
So, we definitely need to be changing that sort of thing. And I personally have lost friends by other third parties who were alcoholics or drunks or whatever on the street and ran people over and killed people, so... I definitely know the reality of what the alcohol, particularly here in our city where you can buy alcohol 365, 24 hours a day in any convenience store. So, that's probably...
Thanks for bringing that news to the forefront, Livewire. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Not tonight. Thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I wish them the best.
You know, LiveWire brought up alcohol and how available it is in Louisiana and how bad the drug laws are regarding cannabis or marijuana in Louisiana. I happen to think that one must have to do with the other, right? Like, the big alcohol lobbies, they want to keep cannabis illegal because that's competition for them. And so in a place like Louisiana where alcohol is so available, that is the drug of choice for those people. Imagine the danger that these alcohol companies see in the availability of new competition that people could realize is better and safer.
Yeah, I wonder, I wonder what the numbers are like from Washington State or Colorado. Have the alcohol providers seen any decline whatsoever in their sales, or is it that people are just spending more on vice in total? I mean, presuming there is some extra spending going on for marijuana, which I suspect there is, because certainly at the very least because of tourism.
And because it's coming out of the black market into the white market. So you're going to see new money there.
And you can also count some of that money, too, because it's in the above board market, if you will. But what is the actual, what are the statistics on the alcohol distributors there in Colorado, for instance? I mean, have they taken a hit? Was it 1%, 5%, or are they doing better than ever? I'd be very interested. I wonder if anyone has studied that. Let's talk to AC in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, AC.
Yeah, I got a interesting question for you. As a liberty-minded individual, and someone who complains about all the crap the government does, one of the constant questions that I've gotten a lot, and you guys have gotten a lot, is the old love it or leave it line. And I got to say, how do you guys respond to that in an intelligent way?
Well, okay, so give me the precise phrase, because I think that's important. Which one are we talking about here?
Well, I'm just sitting here. I was doing some stuff on Facebook. I posted a thing about me, talking about, how the flag doesn't represent freedom. It represents murder and destruction, all these bad things. And one of these, this guy who was an old classmate might say, if you don't like it, you can leave it, commie.
Okay. Commie.
Well, I would ask them, is that what you would have told George Washington?
Mm.
Because this is precisely what the founding fathers said. You know what? We're not leaving, and we're going to stay here, and we're going to fight for what we believe to be ours.
Wait, let me preempt that person's argument. They're going to say apples and oranges.
Hell's apples and oranges about that?
That George Washington lived under tyranny, and we don't live under tyranny today.
George Washington had a lower tax rate than the tax rates that the average American lives under today. You don't know what tyranny is, sir.
AC?
The thing is, and to say that we're not living under tyranny, what is the government doing to us on a regular basis that's not tyranny? What is it, Ted?
Well, these are the
service.
Laws. These are the laws that we have put in place. This is our system.
You
voted. You voted, didn't you?
I didn't vote.
Well, then you can't complain.
the funny thing about the vote or not vote, it doesn't really make a difference, is that you had the opportunity to vote. So therefore, if you say you didn't vote, then it's your fault for not having voted. If you did vote, it's your fault for having, acquiesced to the system or whatever. There's, it's two-pronged and really not worth having that conversation. The fact is that, there's no reason. The founding fathers didn't love it or leave it, and they probably love them.
Good call, AC. Thanks for making it tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More prohibitionist nonsense about DMT coming up.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. We've got more on the way on DMT, this very propagandist scare story that was posted here in New Hampshire about the supposed drastic increase in usage of DMT. We'll talk more about that. What is DMT? You touched on it a little bit, Derek J., earlier, but we'll get into it a little deeper here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And, Mark, I see you are getting your brand-new ID Stronghold wallet out there to show off to the webcam.
It is not mine.
But clutch.
I wanted to make sure you got a chance to see it because you've been doing the ads here.
Yeah.
Obviously this is a woman's wallet, and you had so kindly. Laura was very excited when she saw it because she figured she was going to get it.
And she is going to.
And
get
she
it.
Is going to get it. Yeah. But this thing's pretty awesome. It's got all kinds of pockets and stuff in it, and it also protects your credit cards as the Strongholds
from electronic pickpocketing, where a thief can scan probably a group of people, and bounce back from the RFID chips that are in many credit and debit cards these days, bounce back the information from them, then use that info to charge your card.
Oh, no.
And possibly even steal your identity. And ID Stronghold has been making products like the one you have in your hand there, Mark, and I also have one, more of the men's style, to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005. In fact, some of their customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security, and now you can have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. Just switch your wallet to a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. And they've got a huge selection, by the way, of
purse
wallets. So go to idstronghold.com and you'll find something that you like. That's idstronghold.com. And tell them Ian Freeman sent you. Otherwise, they won't know that you heard about it from us.
Did you see the little medallion thing that's right on the front?
It's got
the
mine, yes.
ID Stronghold symbol here. I think it's really kind of cool. Yeah, I mean, these are nice products.
Yeah, and the prices are reasonable as well, so go and see it for yourself. IDStronghold.com.
At twice the price, you're going to be happy you did it if you protect yourself from getting your credit card information stolen one time.
Absolutely.
It is worth it for that value.
Tom, he's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about that pool party down there in McKinney, Texas, that's been on the news about the cops and the police brutality. I don't know how much of that you've
Seen it all over Facebook. I have done. I have not watched the entirety of the video yet, but I have heard that it is absolutely awful, the behavior of the police.
But it's also a matter of some of the teenagers were outraged and started fighting back. And the cop pulled a gun. They're saying that this is what's happening. It is encouraging, but it's the wrong amount of courage when they're, 50% ready to fight back 50%. It's kind of like out in Berkeley, Missouri, back on December 23rd, when Antonio Martin was gunned down by the police. From what I could see from the video there, these people were peacefully minding their own business. The cop pulled in, got out to start trouble, and wanted to do a pat-down search on Antonio Martin, who would then have been arrested for exercising his Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. So he was ready to fight back 50% and pull the gun, whereupon the cop shot him dead. See, because he wasn't 100% ready. This is the only thing I like about ISIS. They're not ready to, they're not fighting for liberty. That's the problem. But they're willing to die in the shootout, and they're killing a lot of cops. And
well, I don't think that violence is the solution. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I understand why people are so upset about the police. It is frustrating to have these guys destroying a pool party and, just ruining everybody's fun, arresting young people and older people for possession of plants and various different things that have no victims. So I can understand why people feel like they're being pushed to the brink of violence. But I feel like there's nothing wrong with interfering when the police are attacking somebody and trying to stop the attack. But I just don't think that violence solves problems.
Yeah, there's a right way and a wrong way. And I have to disagree strongly with Tom's sentiment here about how the people in this video acted. I would have preferred to see people backing off, putting their hands up in the air, saying like, hey, cut that out, pulling out video cameras.
So you've watched this full thing because the one I'm seeing here is 7 minutes long.
Yeah, and there's, some of the things I don't like, and, this is a heat of the moment thing, but shouting generally doesn't look good on video. Looks like you're belligerent. And if the police use violence against someone who's shouting in their face, it sort of looks justified, whether or not it is. You're watching this video from the middle of things, so you don't really see what went on beforehand. And cop brutalizing people who look out of control, that sort of looks justifiable.
Where does this start? What happens in the beginning of this video?
That there are these two women who are fighting in the beginning of the video.
The
and they're like pulling each other's hair, and there was some kind of disagreement, like some people need to get out of there. I get it. Disputes happen, but it was four people at the beginning. And
are
then
the police
blew up
there in the beginning?
No.
Okay.
And the police were called by a nearby neighbor.
All right.
They're like, there's something going on. The police should show up and ruin everything.
Yeah, that'll make a fight a lot better when the police show up.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand why people react that way. Fights can escalate and,
can the police.
Sure. That's what happened.
Yeah. So
at this point, I think what we can see is that America's changing, okay? You can't just show up and pull guns on unarmed people in the United States. So
unless you're a cop, you can.
Well,
he did.
he's suspended.
Oh,
this is a pretty What?
Is he suspended with pay?
I don't think so. I think it's a punitive suspension at this point.
Well, I've got a story here from NPR if you want.
You can go ahead and check it out, but my understanding was punitive, and I suspect that means without pay.
Police responding to a reported disturbance at a community pool in McKinney, Texas, are seen in a video posted to YouTube aggressively subduing black teenagers and at one point pulling a gun on them. The video posted Saturday shows police running after swimsuit-clad teens and an officer throwing a girl to the ground and using his body weight to pin her down. When other teens approach the officer, he releases her and briefly draws his sidearm before two other officers intervene. In a post to the McKinney Police Department's Facebook page, it says the incident occurred Friday at about 7:15 at the Craig Ranch Community Pool, and that officers were responding to a disturbance involving multiple juveniles at the location who do not live in the area or have permission to be there, refusing to leave. Brandon Brooks, who posted the video, wrote in the description, quote, "A fight between a mom and a girl broke out," so maybe it wasn't two teenagers, "and when the cops showed up, everyone ran, including the people who didn't do anything. So the cops just started putting everyone on the ground and in handcuffs for no reason. This kind of force is uncalled for, especially on children and innocent bystanders." And of course, you know, when you run from the police, whether you've done something wrong or not, unfortunately, it usually triggers their fight response. You're fleeing.
Yeah.
That triggers their fight response.
The chase response, yeah.
And they want to come and crack some heads as a result of that. So you got to be very careful with running from the police. In its face,
just back away slowly, like with a bear.
That's, you know, and record as well. This is what Dave Ridley really does very, very well at RidleyReport.com. He's sort of like, he originated this move as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, backing away slowly while recording and complying with everything?
Yeah, whenever the police tell Dave Ridley to leave somewhere, he leaves, but as slow as he possibly can, just kind of walking slowly.
Backwards.
Recording video the entire time.
It's hilarious.
And it is very funny. In its Facebook post, the police department says they're investigating the incident and, quote, "At this time, one of the responding officers has been placed on administrative leave." Now, if they don't specify, that means he's getting paid,
yes.
Mark. Let's see, pending the outcome of said investigation.
So a paid vacation is the consequence for pulling out a gun and brutalizing a bunch of teens for no reason.
Yeah, now maybe the teenagers weren't acting in a mature manner, but would you say that the response from the police was absolutely uncalled for?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so there's more on the way here. In
pay and benefits intact.
And you can take control of the airwaves. And tell us what you think about the pool party crackdown here. No partying allowed. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Although it may be that some of these people were on property that they weren't welcome on, it sounds like. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can share your thoughts.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Sackettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you
your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here. We've got some prohibitionist nonsense on the way from a news source, so-called, about DMT. We just touched it at the very beginning of the show and then talked to you about various other things, including the pool party video, which I honestly have yet to actually watch. Derek, you say you've seen this full 7-minute long video. I've also heard something about, and have not seen it, that there's another video that has been released prior to that. I don't know. I just heard about that. Rumor has it. If you know more, please fill us in at 855-450-FREE. It's open phones here all the time. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We have some other bad behavior by cops coming up, including a home in Colorado that was destroyed, basically, by the police when police were trying to catch a suspect of a shoplifting event. So just shoplifting apparently means that someone's home should be absolutely decimated. And by the way, the person whose home was destroyed was not the same person who was the alleged shoplifter. So this poor guy.
Just collateral damage.
Yeah, we can tell you more about that.
What it is, I think it's really the police's hurt feelings. It's not about like, well, shoplifting is a very serious crime. It's like, you know, he's evading us. He's not allowed to do that.
It was a standoff for 19 hours, apparently. We'll tell you more about that. But first, Dan is in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan? Go ahead.
Well, I was listening to the situation that occurred down in Texas, and as I listened to you gentlemen talk about it, I was looking at it from a standpoint that, you know, the whole thing could have been avoided. It sounds to me like we had some teens that were at a place they weren't supposed to be. So if they weren't there in the first place, none of this would have happened.
So what if the cop just came up and said, hey, guys, you're not supposed to be here. Get lost.
Well, let's walk through it. I mean, they're not supposed to be there in the first place.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how far they were away from their home and how old they are and what's going on. But another thing, maybe...
These look like older teenagers from the video clips that I've seen.
Haven't seen the video, but, you know, they're somewhere where they're not supposed to be.
Then the you think the lady that he threw on the ground that was wearing the yellow bikini wasn't supposed to be there? Because she looks like she's supposed to be at a pool party.
Don't know. Wasn't there. But when you watch,
I don't either, but, I mean, it looks like she came for a pool party.
Think about it from a standpoint that...
So you don't really know, though, Dan. You don't really know how many of them weren't supposed to be there, right? Like, was it all of them?
Neither did the cop. That's why it looks so awful for him.
How are you determining that?
You mind if I finish what I was going to say?
Go right ahead, buddy.
Okay. Now, so they're not supposed to be there, evidently.
You have established that at least one person was not supposed to be there, but you have not established the person that the police officer threw to the ground wasn't supposed to be there.
Once again, would you let me finish what I'd like
to say? No! Can we talk about the person that got thrown to the ground? People aren't upset that a police officer showed up when they were called. People are upset that the lady in the bikini got thrown to the ground.
Somebody got thrown to the ground. The police officer shows up and everybody starts running. So if I'm a police officer, I'm assuming there's something going on here that's obviously wrong.
That's
going
to happen every time you run from a cop. Yep.
I asked the people to stop. And I came there because I was called to come there because evidently there was a fight, there was a disturbance, there was whatever. The cop didn't just show up without a call. He comes in because he was called to the scene.
See, Mark, don't you understand? Once you call the cops, they can show up, throw anybody to the ground that they want to, and throw their, you know, pull their gun out on anybody. It's totally legitimate as soon as you call the cops, right, Dan? Is that what you're saying?
So what I'm saying is, okay, the people are there. Let's go forward. And, okay, we got the person. I don't know what the person did in regards to provoking the cop to say, hey, put her down. Okay. Now, if I'm a police officer and I'm there and all of a sudden I've got a group of teens that are now coming in at me, what am I supposed to do? Do I know if any of them are armed or anything? Do I know that?
Have you seen the video?
No.
Okay, so you really don't know what you're talking about. At least I'll admit when I don't know what I'm talking about, because you're presuming that the teens were coming in after this guy.
Well, you're presuming that the police officer did something wrong. And you don't
the police
have
officer
all the
pulled out his service weapon and pointed at a bunch of unarmed people.
You don't have all the facts either.
The police officer pulled out his service weapon and pointed at a bunch of unarmed people.
Yeah? Okay. And
there you go.
You know, does the video show everything of everyone that was around?
You know it doesn't. The video never shows everything.
Okay. Well, yeah. So
I got a little news for you. America's changing, and cops can't just pull out guns on unarmed people anymore. If they do, they're going to get trouble. People are rioting in this country for a reason.
Well, where you're going to end up is at some point in time, police are going to take a stance, and they're just going to say, fine, go do whatever you want.
That's great. Can I stop paying their pensions then?
I mean, you got to look at this every time. I mean, is every time that a police officer pulls out a weapon, are they evidently, when you look at, listen to all these various radio shows and whatnot, every time a police officer pulls out his weapon, he's doing the wrong thing.
Hey. Well, here's what I wonder. I wonder why the cops in Germany shot two people last year, and cops in the United States shot 1,400. I wonder why the police in the United States shoot more than 2.5 times as many people as the police in Canada. I wonder why cops killed more people in March than they did in Great Britain in the 20th century. I wonder why they've only killed one person in the history of Iceland, but police here are pulling guns out on unarmed people at a pool party.
Well,
that's what I wonder.
In our cities, we have, unfortunately, an unbelievable amount of crime.
This doesn't look like a city. I see lots of trees and grass.
This is a nice area.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're saying you're the one that started talking about the whole United States. Well,
so is the U.S. the crime capital of the world or something? I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we have
no,
more.
It's not.
I mean,
come on.
World Traveler Dan.
You were just pulling information out of your butt, Dan. Look, here's my question for you. When was the last time you saw the police, not, you don't have to personally see it, but see a news story or something like that, where the police did something you thought was wrong?
When the police did something that I thought was wrong?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, recently there was a situation, I can't remember what state it was, where the policeman shot a guy that was running away from him.
That was South Carolina, North Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah,
right. At least you were able to identify that. Thank you, Dan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can't get on the air and claim that the teenagers were closing in on the cop, so what's he supposed to do
when
you've never even seen the video?
So this is the position that I was in some years ago here on Free Talk Live, is I immediately gave the benefit of the doubt to the police every time. And when you see enough videos, I don't care who you are, you stop doing it at some point. Because the police, okay, so this officer's been put on administrative leave, and the police that showed up, they didn't put him in handcuffs or anything like that. Now, I don't know whether he's done anything wrong or not, but it is the rare circumstance where I see this, this police officer come in and bring a bad cop under control. What they do is they support the bad cop, even if they bring him up on charges later, which is rare, extraordinarily rare. He's protected at that point by his brethren. There is a code, and once there,
blue line.
Yeah, once there's a code, that's when I just realized there's a team, and I'm not on it.
Mm.
Right? I mean, as a fireman, I guess I'm sort of on it, but only if they know that I'm on it, right? Like they, got the badge or whatever.
Only if you're in costume.
Now, we had a situation here recently in Keene where I can say I'm pretty proud of the Stadies. They pulled over a local cop for drunk driving and charged him for it.
That's true. He pled guilty.
Is he in a cop car?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It was, that detail would have been mentioned if he was.
But I can assure you they knew he was a police officer when they began the arrest process.
Okay.
Because they have systems for telling each other this information, you know? I mean,
plus, everybody knows everybody around here. I mean, this is an area where, the cops
know each other. Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
The state police know who every one of the local cops are.
Oh, shoot, Jim, or whatever his name is. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And I don't particularly want to give it out.
Peter Bowers.
Yeah, thanks. I don't think the guy should necessarily lose his job over this either. I think he's lost a certain level of credibility when it comes to drunk driving arrests. But, I get that the guy's been, received a great deal of training.
Actually felt kind of sorry for him when it happened. And this is on my list of stories that I still have yet to post to freekeen.com. I've got a backlog of stuff. But
you going to tell him not to take the plea deal?
It's too late. He already did.
Oh.
He already pled guilty. But we don't know what, the BAC was on him. Maybe it was 0.09, and this was just like some
could have been
0.08. Right. Maybe this was some ridiculous arrest where he wasn't even impaired. So I don't know what the details of the story are. I haven't read the police report. It is something I would like to do. But, credit to Bowers. He's the one cop who actually participated in Chalk the Police Day here in Keene. He actually grabbed some chalk and chalked a smiley face in downtown Keene, which I really thought was pretty cool.
Maybe he's drunk.
Of course, he also arrested a topless woman wrongfully. It's Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.